be there fast.
Fence repair costs. What Central Florida homeowners should know. Hi, everyone. DJ Markison here, owner of Fence Company Near Me. Living in Pinellas, Florida means our fences are constantly working overtime. Between the intense UV rays that bake the materials and the high humidity that settles in every night, wear and tear happen faster here than in many other parts of the country. Many homeowners feel a bit of sticker shock when they realize a simple repair involves more than just a few boards. Understanding the variables that go into a repair estimate is essential for any property owner in our area. It allows you to budget effectively and helps you determine whether a quick fix is enough or if it is time to consider a more permanent solution for your perimeter. Navigating the costs of fence repair in Central Florida requires a look at several intersecting factors, starting with the specific material of your fence. Wood fences are the most common projects we see for repairs because they are highly susceptible to the local environment. A typical repair for a wood fence often involves replacing individual pickets or horizontal rails that have warped or split. Because wood is a natural material, the labor involves carefully removing the damaged pieces without compromising the structural integrity of the surrounding sections. While individual boards are relatively inexpensive, the cost of labor and the time required to match the existing style can add up quickly. Moving beyond simple board replacement, the most significant repair cost for any fence type usually involves the posts. When a post fails, whether due to ground-level rot in wood or a shifting concrete footing in vinyl and aluminum, the entire stability of the fence is threatened. Replacing a single post is a labor-intensive process because it requires the technician to detach the neighboring panels, break out the old concrete, dig a new hole to the proper depth, and set a new post in fresh concrete. This process is much more involved than simply nailing on a new picket and typically represents the highest portion of a repair bill. The type of material also dictates the complexity of the work. For instance, vinyl and aluminum fences are often designed as interlocking systems. If a single rail is bent or a picket is shattered, we sometimes have to disassemble a significant portion of the section to slide the new piece into place. This differs from wood, where we can often replace a single piece in isolation. Because of this design, the parts for vinyl and aluminum are more expensive than wood, and the specialized knowledge required to handle these materials safely adds to the overall service cost. Furthermore, the location and accessibility of your fence play a role in the final price. If your fence is located on a steep slope or is surrounded by dense landscaping that our crew must work around, the job will naturally take longer. Likewise, the proximity to the coast matters. Near the Gulf, we often find that hardware like hinges, latches, and screws have corroded due to the salt air. Replacing this hardware with high-quality, rust-resistant stainless steel or specialized coatings is an additional cost that is necessary to prevent the gate from sagging or failing entirely in the future. Finally, homeowners should account for disposal fees and trip charges. Most professional fence companies include the cost of hauling away the old, damaged materials and disposing of them properly at a local facility. By understanding these components, material costs, post stability labor, system complexity, and site accessibility, you can move forward with a clear picture of your investment. Until next time, this is DJ Markison, your friendly fence guy, reminding you that a solid fence leads to solid peace of mind.
Fast.